I bet you there are some voices that you love listening to and you don't mind what the person is talking about. You'd listen to somebody if they were simply reading you the telephone directory. Is that true? Are you one of these people who... I remember Alistair Cook, Letter from America. I didn't mind what the man said. I would listen to him. It wasn't about whether I agreed with him or disagreed with him. It was the tone of his voice, the timbre, the pace, the sense of being close to him that made the big difference. And I'm out walking my dog, Louis, in the park in Cork, and he's just coming up to meeting a tiny little creature. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, hello, you lovely little...
Hello.
This is a lovely little thing. Yes, a lovely little thing. But isn't that true? Isn't that true that we all have our favourites? I've been wrestling with this knowledge that we do all have our favourites and that indeed I am somebody who would listen to without reservation anything that a few people, a few particular individuals in the world have to say. I just love their company. And if they shared some ambient sounds, so much the better. People who go into a cafe and record. Just a message of any kind at all. Are you like that? I bet you are. I bet you. No, you're not like that with everybody. You couldn't be like that with everybody. So it's a very special, small group of people you feel like that about. Good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Very well.
Very well.
Oh, I know. Tis great when they do, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, good luck. It's a few days before Christmas. I think it's 3 days before Christmas. 22nd of the month, December. And it is cold and blue-skied, bare-treed. But there was a guy out here yesterday where I'm walking. And in fact, there were two of them with these powerful leaf blowers, I'll call them. And they were blowing the leaves, the damp, the wet leaves, off the path. So I'm now walking on firm, what would you call it, tar? Or anyway, a firm path. So back to the issue in hand. The issue in hand is all about the fact that I have been saying to myself, what will I say? What will I say if I do a piece of audio, another piece from Cork? And at the same time, the other side of my head, brain, I think there's a brain up there somewhere, is saying, it doesn't matter, Paul, just talk. Whatever will emerge. And it isn't having a good idea about what you're going to talk about that will make a difference to the very special people who listen to this piece of audio and haven't turned off already. See, there's no drama. I'm not reporting from an earthquake in Glanmire, suburb of Cork City. I'm not reporting from the fault line. I'm down here looking at a cormorant. A black bird perched at the end of a little piece of soil, I'd call it, although it's more like a group of stones out in the middle of the river. Well, this isn't a river, it's a tributary, it's a big stream. Though it's bigger than a stream. What is in between a stream and a river? I don't know the right word. There's the cormorant over there. Black, kind of yellowish, not really, cream-coloured bill. I was told recently by somebody I met that there were kingfishers here. I haven't yet to see them. I haven't yet seen them. But I do know what they look like, and I have seen them in other places, and they are magnificent. So I'm hoping that someday I will see kingfishers. The heron is not here today. Let's move on. Let's keep moving. Yes, up above me, beech trees. A jet, transatlantic jet, I presume, flying. Well, it mightn't be transatlantic, but it's very high. And Cork, it certainly hasn't taken off from Cork Airport. Ah, it's a quiet morning this morning. I've got some Christmas shopping to do. I still have... Oh, here comes... Is this the schnauzer? These two people are coming towards me. I think they're the people who have a schnauzer. If so, they have a beautiful, beautiful little dog. But we'll see. I can't see any dog with them today. So we'll just see what it's like to say hello to them. Oh no, it's not those. Good morning. Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I guess I was a bit strong in my greeting there. Probably shocked them. Probably they only expect a "How you doing? Hello? Hi." I haven't got round to saying Happy Christmas to people yet. Suppose I should, really. But I haven't. I think I've been resisting the arrival of Christmas, as is my wont every year. I leave all my Christmas gift shopping until a few days before. Yes, I have to do more today. I also have to go to a physiotherapist. Yeah, my back is not great. In fact, it's much better this morning than it was during the last 3 days. I had to get out of the car very gingerly yesterday. It was quite painful. But I really want to go because of my left arm. I forget what it's called now, but if I lift my left arm up and turn it round in the socket, it pains me. So I'm going back for a bit more stretching. He's a very good physiotherapist, and I'm a very bad attender. I should have gone back the week after I last saw him, but I didn't. And here's a dog now. The last couple of people had no dog, which is unusual, actually. This is usually a place that the walkers all have dogs. The sunshine is fabulous. It really is. There's a little suggestion of cloud in the distance. But bright, bright sun. What time is it? 11:56. 10:56, rather. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, you. Lovely doggy.
Oh. Lovely dog. Oh, well, now let me see. Maybe the heron is going to be here. I'm admiring the two dogs with their wagging tails. But I have to keep going. I can't loll around. Maybe the heron goes off for breakfast somewhere, but it's been here. Oh yes, it's here again today. Keeping guard on the river. Yeah, it's a real beauty. I must take a photograph. That'll do. That'll do. And I think that'll do for a little bit of voice practice. Yes, I've been practicing using my voice. It still works, thank goodness. Okay, so I'm not going to wish you a happy Christmas because it isn't Christmas time yet. But I do wish you a happy day.